Welcome, everyone, to the Herb Scribner podcast. I'm Herb Scribner. Sorry for the delay on this episode. I just really had to get a quick take in here. As you know, it's a pretty big day in the Star Wars universe. We got the debut of The Mandalorian Season 2, Episode 3. So I figured, why not get something going and talk about this little episode. Lots to talk about. Let's get right into it. So, The Mandalorian Season 3, or Season 2, Episode 3, debuted today on Disney+. The episode is, it was one that a lot of people have been waiting on. It's the one from the trailers where there was a lot of, Mandalorian at sea type of stuff. And so, yeah, we finally got it, and it delivered on a lot of things. It introduced new characters, it had a good cliffhanger, and so, basically, the recap is Mandalorian and Baby Yoda, the child, finally get to Trask, which is the planet where they're trying to find a Mandalorian, the frog lady helping them get there. They get there, they repair their ship, and then, yeah, there's this idea of, hey, let's go find the Mandalorian. So they've talked to these ship pirate types, fisherman types there, and they bring the Mandalorian on their boat, and they go out, and then that's when the shipmates and the crewmates try to capture the Mandalorian and the child, and then all of a sudden, you know, all hell breaks loose, and then there's a Mandalorian rescue. Turns out it's Bo-Katan, from the Clone Wars and briefly Rebels animated series, in person, live action, there for us, and so she's there, and so she enlists Mando to go with her to steal an Imperial cruiser, and they go and do that, and at the end they offer Mando to go with them, but the Mandalorian stays behind, and that's when Bo-Katan tells him about a Jedi. As we know, Mandalorian has been trying to find Jedi this season. And that's when he learns of a Jedi named Ahsoka Tano. Clone Wars star Ahsoka Tano. And now he's got the directions on where to find her. And that's where the episode ends. Crazy episode. I think if you're a Clone Wars fan, this is the episode you've been waiting for. How does the Clone Wars interact with Mandalorian? And it delivers on a lot. You know, for me, one of the things that going into this season that worried me was, yeah, can this show integrate with the previous Star Wars properties, you know, Mandalorian, you know, mixing with Clone Wars, Rebels, even the original trilogy, sequel trilogy stuff. And for the most part, they've kind of stayed away from that. They've done little Easter eggs here and there. But this season, we've already seen, you know, some Boba Fett references, obviously, with the armor and then what we assume to be his appearance. Now they're really getting to this Clone Wars territory with you know, and it makes sense because the Clone Wars talked a lot about Mandalore and that kind of origin. We saw it at the end of Season 1 even with the Darksaber. And now we're fully getting it with Bo-Katan being an animated character that now appears in live action. This is a big turn for Star Wars and a big turn, especially with Ahsoka Tano now being the teaser for next week. I mean, I think everybody's going to tune in for that. That's a huge change in where we're going, and it confirms a lot of rumors, and it confirms that, yeah, this show is not just going to hold off and be its own thing. It's going to integrate with previous properties. So that's the episode recap. Let's take a break, and then I want to get into some of the takeaways and some of the things I saw. We'll be right back. All right, we're back talking about Mandalorian. So I'm just going to go through some quick things. I don't want this to last too long. I think a lot of people just want to get through this. So The Mandalorian, new episode. There's a lot of things that to take away from it. And I really do think it is one of the best episodes of the season. You know, Star Wars took a risk here, introducing new characters. So, you know, they introduced some Clone Wars characters with, you know, Bo-Katan, and then obviously referencing Ahsoka Tano. The callbacks didn't feel forced. I think they just kind of felt very natural. We have seen some Clone Wars references before, you know, on this show, so it didn't feel too forced. I think they set it up when they added the Darksaber, gave us time to digest it, and because they gave us time to digest it, you know, when these new characters showed up, it didn't feel like we were seeing something out of the blue. It actually felt very natural. The Darksaber was a sign that, hey, we're going to merge these worlds. So I think it did a good job of merging the two. Bringing the Mandalorian closer to the traditional stories of Star Wars, whether it's Clone Wars, Rebels, original trilogy, that's obviously a risk for Star Wars, right? Because you're going to have people who are going to say, like, well, I wish this was always its own thing. I wish people just, people saying they wish that they could just watch its own original story of the Mandalorian and Baby Yoda and not have to deal with these other characters from other shows. But, I think the interconnectedness of it all is going to help in the long run. And we see that with Marvel movies, we see that with Marvel products. And now it's definitely happening with Star Wars, to like the 10th degree. So I think in the long run, this will be nice. They didn't force it. I think it would have been different if, Mando went on that journey with Bo-Katan and then that was like the rest of the season. That would have been a problem, and it would have just really merged it a little too quickly. But I think kind of the quick cameo, the hey, we're here, and then also extending it with the Ahsoka thing. We know Bo-Katan's going to find the Darksaber. So it's still lingering, but it's not the primary storyline. So I thought that was good. I think it was a risk. And that's the other thing about Star Wars. People, and that's the thing with Star Wars, just that. There's a lot of times that we wonder, like, oh, how did this character meet this character? How did this character come into it? And that's the point of Star Wars. Fate is a huge thing in Star Wars that, hey, these two people are brought together, but there's actually a deeper connection here. And that's what this latest episode really showed us, that there is a deeper connection. Things are related, things are connected, and we're going to see that. Another thing, this is a quick thing, but for me, the newest episode took place in, like, this docking fishing port on Trask. And to me, it was kind of like, hey, we're going to mimic this, like, fishing town or this port, like you'd see in Gloucester or Newburyport out in Massachusetts or something. That's where I'm from. And it didn't really hit that. I think those places are a little more grimy, a little more dirty, a little more gritty. Trask was a little more lighthearted. It looked like the characters had just bought their clothes from like the nearby Gap. So it wasn't exactly as gritty as I would have liked to seen for a porting town or a harbor. But it was pretty good. I just wanted to throw in that because I think attention to detail is really important here. Because I think it was pretending to be a harbor, but it didn't look like one itself. I think if Star Wars is really going to immerse characters and immerse people in these worlds, they really need to get those details right. It's a small thing. The Empire, I want to talk about the Empire real quick. I think, there were a few times where the cadets and the admirals were kind of cowering to the Mandalorian and all that. I thought the funniness was kind of cool to see. The comedy, definitely a good aspect. They're scrambling for safety. The confidence wasn't there, which to me shows that the Empire's kind of falling. And then at the end of the episode, you have this lieutenant or whoever trying to like crash the ship and say, "Long live the Empire." That's the Empire giving up. And I think that's kind of a cool way to look at the Empire now, because I think before there would have been a lot of fight, the confidence, the arrogance of the Empire, knowing, hey, we're gonna destroy this planet, we're gonna destroy the rebellion. Now they're just like going to crash the ship. So the confidence isn't there. They're ready to accept defeat. They know they're defeated. That's a really interesting but subtle change to the way the Empire thinks that I think really shows how far removed we are from when the Empire was in charge. So they're just doing what they can to kind of live, but then at the same time they know that like we're willing to accept defeat as long as it means the other guy doesn't win. The Empire is used to winning, used to dominating, but now they're like, hey, we don't want the rebellion to win. We don't want this like Mandalorian guy to beat us, so we're just gonna take ourselves out. It's kind of an interesting shift for them. Lastly, I just want to talk about what's coming next. So we know that Mandalorian's gonna go find Ahsoka. He's going to Kaladin on the planet Corvus. That's kind of cool. Now that we have this teaser of looking at Ahsoka Tano, that's obviously the buildup. It's been the buildup all off season in between the two seasons. And now we get that final moment. I think that'll be cool to see Ahsoka when she finally shows up. What does that look like? What does she bring to the show? I don't know. Again, it's a risk to bring all these Clone Wars characters into the show. It's a risk if they bring in Rebels characters or original trilogy characters. You don't want it to be too heavy-handed where it's just like, okay, this is an extension of those shows. But I think Ahsoka can really represent that shift pretty well. And she is a fan favorite. She's a fan favorite in the Clone Wars. They did a good job of building her up in the seventh season of the Clone Wars. That ending is still one of the best endings to a TV show I've ever seen. And so adding her here is a really good fit. This will be a fan. More than pandering, more than just like, hey, this is this character from the show, it actually will mean something. Because we know, like, when they introduced the child, who looked like Yoda, there's obviously going to be something to do with the Jedi that would have to be brought up. And that's what Ahsoka is going to be. So I'm really excited for that next chapter and to see what they bring. to the table with that. Okay, well, that's my quick reaction to The Mandalorian. I hope everyone has a chance to check out Season 2, Episode 3. You can follow my content at deseret.com. You can see my review there and a couple other stories about the characters that we didn't get to today. But thanks all for listening, and we'll be back soon. And yeah, take care, and yeah, we'll talk soon. Thanks, everyone, and yeah, see you again soon.